WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
Hello, this is three-time WWE champion and hardcore legend Mick Foley.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Can you hear me?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
More good news.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Do me a favor. I want you to tell all your friends about me.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
They say he can't be killed. They say he drinks blood.
The Omega.
We mustn't compare ourselves to regular people. We're artists.
Heartbreak Mike.
I'm a man of few words, but those words will count.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
He must have been king of the wicker people.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
No shit.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Shut up. Listen.
Hi, everybody. This is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. It's the best there is. And I know, because so am I. I'm Austin Aries.
WTR Sunday Night.
10 seconds of transmission.
Now, you fellas have said some pretty mean things, some of which were true.
And welcome everyone to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's everyone's favorite episode. It's Fantasy Draft Night.
Woo!
Oh, and there is such a monumental twist this time. This is going to be a weird, weird night. At least the first segment.
Well, there is really one segment. Yeah.
All right, so we have a full boat in the house right now. Let's go down the list. So this is the be all end all, the Omega. And joining me tonight we have Heartbreak Mike.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, sports fans? This is Heartbreak. Oh wait, wrong show. Sorry. Yeah, I'm screwed because this draft is about to suck.
Hold on. Use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing to hell with romance, and she's sweat wet. Gotta go on like a turbo vet. Magazines, what's all the thing? Anyway, continue.
Oh, dear
never
God.
Find your body.
Draft night.
Yeah.
I love it. So, joining us for a while, from the rack, we have borrowed the one and only Lindsay Ward.
Hi.
Why is the ESPN theme so snappy? I'm very offended by that.
You're offended by snappy theme?
I'm offended that the ESPN theme is good. We're coming into it, and I was like, hey, this is really neat. I like the song. And then it's like, it's the ESPN draft theme, and I'm like, God damn it.
No, it's technically NFL prime time.
Why is it so good?
Because it was a good show. It had good music.
Also, if Mike is sweaty, is he wearing a soccer skin while he's doing it? I'm just curious.
Oh. All right, keep the introductions rolling.
Also joining us from Fortnite with friends, and occasionally CB Radio, we have the intern Kane Kittens.
Help! I'm being kept against my will.
We all are. Live with it.
Help! Help! Please send food.
Don't.
We're V-Bucks.
He needs the V-Bucks.
You don't have Uber Eats, dude? Or DoorDash? Or
Postmates.
Whatever the other one is?
Postmates.
Whatever the other one. Apparently not if it can't be named.
Well, there's like four or five different delivery services now, and I only use Uber Eats and DoorDash. Although DoorDash is expensive, so
it is expensive. Grubhub is one.
Grubhub, that's the one. That's
and
the one.
And Postmates, they're the other two.
I don't think we have that here.
Lindsay, can they break me out of here?
No.
Oh,
they're just gonna leave the food on the doorstep, and you take it in and you eat it.
But that would require me to be able to get to the doorstep.
Look, I don't know what y'all are going on over there, but, you know, you need to save that for the Wednesday night stream, okay? We've talked about this. There's children present.
Sorry, Mike.
Well, in reality, I mean, compared to, it's a factual statement. Anyway, this is WTR Saturday Night, Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at twitch.tv/WTR Live. Don't worry about it, Matt. Just don't.
It's fine, Matt. Wait. I don't even know what it is, but it's fine.
No, apparently, because he's not aware of the Wednesday night stream.
Oh, dude, that's an inside joke. Don't worry about it.
He goes.
Yeah, don't think too hard on it.
He goes. You're holding out on me. I mean,
no.
If you want to be included,
you have to be an elite gold club member for that.
It's a very, very old joke from like way back in the Cards Against Humanity days.
In the Attitude Era.
That too.
There, as you can tell, there is no Tim Stein. He is not joining us for Fantasy Draft Night because his son's playing hockey and he's going to see his son play hockey.
He's doing more important things.
He's doing more important things. So he's not here, which is okay because this season of WTR Fantasy is duos.
Son of a whore.
Which means the pairings are Omega and Brent, myself and Lindsay, and Mike and Tim.
Oh, God.
So Mike, representing what was Canadian Chocolate, is now the Can-Am Connection?
Yeah, apparently he wants to do a Can-Am Canadian-American Connection, and I'm scared.
So
Canadian Chocolate was better, dude.
It was a better name. But he wants to be called Can-Am Connection, so we'll call them the Can-Am Connection.
I want to be called Canadian Chocolate.
There you go. Canadian Chocolate lives on. There you go.
You're the one that's here, so you're
Sorry,
the one that counts.
Tim. Canadian Chocolate.
So, yeah. That's how this is going. Here are the basic setups if you're first time listening for the draft. Snake rules apply. 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. We're doing 15 rounds because there's only three teams.
Oh, my God. Why?
Because it's only 45 people compared to 60, so it's less people being drafted. It's going to go really quick. It's going to be, trust me, really quick.
Lindsay's despair.
So there's that.
Nobody told me there was 15 rounds of this crap.
Oh, Lindsay, there's also a minute in between rounds to be able to consult with your teammate in order to do picks.
After every round, we're taking a commercial break, stopping the action like Monday Night Raw. No, God. Kidding.
Mojo Raw is out there in commercials.
So that's how this is going to go. It all kicks off tomorrow with Raw and ends at TLC. I think it's still TLC in December. Whatever the December pay-per-view is, that is the end date. Midway through about November 1st, the Saudi Arabia event, whatever that's called, you'll be able to drop a person like you were able to drop one after WrestleMania. Same rules apply. One injury drop per team, and per team you get one keeper from a previous team.
Can we use vending machines after 20 minutes?
No vending. No vending machines allowed.
I called the winter biome.
So there you go. So that's how this is all going to play out. Sound good to everybody? We all kind of know what we're doing. Cool.
We never know what we're doing.
Cool.
Know what we're doing? No. Are we going to go through with it? Absolutely.
There you go.
I'm not going to answer that because this is live. And that can be held against me later.
Exactly. So, this is what we're going to do. So, the order goes Team One Brain, which is myself and Lindsay. Then it's Team Canadian Chocolate, Mike and Tim, followed by Geek Phrases, Golden Llama Lovers, whatever you want to call them.
Golden Llama Lovers. I like Golden Llama Lovers better. They have a mascot and everything.
Mm-hmm, they do. But
really?
I found the Golden Llama. I mean, it could work.
We talked about this last night, Brent.
Oh, you guys talked about it. I just sat there indignance to the whole thing.
So it's unless you guys can come up with a better name, there you go. So they couldn't. There we go. So off the start, the first round, as always, is the keeper round. Since we're going first in this, Lindsay and I are keeping who, Lindsay?
We're keeping Boo Boo.
Shocker to know
it might actually work this time.
We're keeping, we're keeping Boo
Boo. I'm holding out hope because if he doesn't show up this time, I may have to make a car ride. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Now,
me surprised.
Canadian chocolate. Who
we're keeping AJ.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. No, you're not keeping AJ Styles. You are getting the club, which means you get Gallows and Anderson. Along
you get
with
the albatross.
You get the whole thing. Because if you looked at the sheet, they're listed together now.
Yeah, they are.
So you're still going to keep...
When AJ picks up, the club pick up a loss.
And you can look through Tim. You can look through Tim's old list and see if he's got anyone he wants.
Tell me that I don't want Natalia.
You don't have to keep Natalia.
I don't know. Mike, we got to get Natalia. Anyway, continue.
So you're keeping you got the club. That should be solid. They're gonna get pushed. You're good. All right.
I'm just looking at his list. No, you don't want to keep anyone.
Exactly.
All right. Omega and Brandon, who are you guys keeping?
I mean, this is a foregone conclusion knowing the two of us.
John, Cena. No.
No. No.
Actually, I think I technically had Cena.
Lindsay had Cena.
Mm-hmm. We're going with my boo.
Oh, I'm so stunned.
For my team.
I'm so stunned. Everybody, these are such shocking picks. Nobody called this in a million years that we were all going to keep our faves. Nobody. Ever.
Okay, so there you go. Becky Lynch is now the keeper. Now we officially begin the technically first round. After this, we're doing the snake order. So 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. All right. Since we got the pick, Lindsay, I'll let you make this selection.
You know what? I think I want Kevin Owens.
Okay, Kevin Owens is now off the board. Canadian Chocolate, who you got?
Imperium.
Mm.
Eh?
Walter's Group.
That's
Walter's Group.
Wow.
That's a good pick.
That's a strong pick.
That's a very strong pick. All right, Geek Phrases, you're up. Who you got?
Go for it, Omega.
Fine. Fine. We're taking Strowman.
Okay.
Geek Phrases. Who you taking? Back on the clock.
Hang on. We're consulting in the war room.
They're deciding. They're thinking about it.
Okay. We're going to take my 10th round pick in last season's draft. One half of the Graveyard Dogs.
Oh, God.
Roman.
Told you. All right. Mike, who you got?
We'll take Shinsuke.
Shinsuke Nakamura? That early? Okay.
We're
so Tim
analysis.
Can get him because finally, now it's like we don't have Tim asking every round. Can I have Shinsuke?
So there you go. All right, so it's up to us. I think we're gonna go Daniel Bryan and Rowan for our first selection in this round, and to kick us off the next round. That's a little tough one. I'll let you decide, Lindsay.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and get it out of the way because I had her last season, I think, and she did okay for me. Io.
Io Shirai is now off the board. All right, Mike, you're up.
God, I don't know why he wants to do this. So I'm going to be
God, he has notes from Tim.
Yeah, I do. So I'm going to be disobedient and pick the New Day.
Okay.
All right. That's not. That's a
good choice.
It's a decent choice at this rate, yeah.
This was like 2 years ago. That's like, dead.
All right, Geek Phrases, what you got?
We're taking Ricochet.
Okay. You guys are still on the board. Who you got next round for the 5th round, first pick?
Well, hang on. Consulting. So, our tag team kind of just disappeared, but we're going to take the other reliable tag team. Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Yeah. All right, Mike, who you got?
I'm only going to do this because Tim wants it. I'm going to pick Ronda Rousey.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. You realize
she's out getting pregnant right now.
You realize?
I don't know
what.
Listen, let me tell you. These notes. That's what I
Okay, but she hasn't gotten pregnant yet.
No.
And the Fox deal is coming. So there is a possibility she could come back. Like, there's been rumblings that she's maybe coming back.
No.
She's got an itch.
My point was to Mike, you had 15 rounds. This is round 5.
I know, but...
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. All right, so that leaves us on the list. I think Lindsay Matt Riddle.
Okay, all right.
I think that's a good selection. I'll let you take the next one.
You know what? How about we take them with the name that God intended, and that is the War Raiders.
Okay, all right. I like that pick, Mike. Nice. You're up.
Well, the thing of it is that granted, this is Canadian chocolate, and you can't have chocolate without a dream. So we're taking
hey.
Dream.
Okay, Velveteen Dream. That's not a bad choice.
Brand now we can't find our purple.
Well.
All right, guys, you're up.
You go ahead with this one.
We're taking the Undisputed Era.
What was that, Mike?
Nothing. Fantastic.
All right, you guys are still on board?
Just take care of Kyle. He's fragile.
Poor Bobby.
And Bobby sealed up. Just the other one got the infection.
Oh, wait. Mike doesn't know. Okay, Mike doesn't know how I watch wrestling, so never mind. Never okay.
Mind. All right. Geek Phrases, you're up.
I'm consulting.
Mm-hmm. I'm filling
deliberating.
I'm filling dead air.
Taking Samoa Joe.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. Good solid pick, I guess. Canadian chocolate.
You
got?
Guess.
Aleister Black.
Okay, that's pretty good choice right now. He's on a roll. I think in the 7th round to end it, we need Seth freaking Rollins.
The man's man?
The man's man.
He's a real man's man.
But he's just a man.
All right, Lindsay, I made one. You can make one.
Let me look and see who we've got.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that one.
Charlotte.
Woo!
We'll take the man's woman.
Woo! Mike?
Well, if you're going to take the woman, I might as well take the man, Becky Lynch.
She's already
she was the keeper.
That was our keeper. Was you really fine. Are, Tim.
I'm picking Ember Moon.
Oh, wow. We couldn't have scripted that better.
All right. Geek Phrases, you're up.
I mean, if everyone's just taking SmackDown women, we might as well take Bayley.
Okay. One more?
I see. We got SmackDown, Raw, SmackDown, Raw, Raw, you know what? We'll go the Scottish Psychopath.
All right. Nikki Cross off the board. Mike.
Wait a minute.
Drew McIntyre. My bad. When he says Scottish, that's who he's fawning over. Usually. Isn't it, Brent?
No, when I say Scottish wifey, well, that's well, that person. Whatever.
All right, Drew McIntyre. My bad. All right.
There's panting that follows.
That is true. Okay. Mike.
Fucking hate you guys.
Mike, you always say that to me.
I know. Because you took my...
They didn't
McIntyre.
Take it. They, yeah. You could have taken. You took Ronda. I mean, you could have taken Drew there.
Ronda.
I know. I feel bad. No, I don't. For the first time ever, I think I'll walk with Elias.
Okay.
All right. That brings it back to us. And I hate to do this to Mike. I really, really do. But I think Lindsay, we have to go British.
We do.
British strong style. Done.
We're gonna take the lads.
The lads. Mustache man, bait, done. And 7. British strong style.
Get my silver fox back. That makes me very happy.
There you go. Alright, Lindsay, I'll give you this next one.
How about Mia Yim?
There you go. It's a good one. Alright, Mike.
Well, if we're doing that, we might as well take the EXT of NXT, Bianca Belair.
Good one.
Okay. All right. Geek Phrases, you're up.
You want to go first?
You go first.
Randy Orton.
And we're going to follow that up. We're going to jump to NXT. Damian Priest.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's a solid choice. Mm-hmm. All right, Mike.
Well, as I'm looking, you know what? This list doesn't have a lady. So we're going to get Lacey Evans.
They got the ultimate lady.
Lacey Evans. I mean, that's not a bad one.
Now, does Baron Corbin come with her?
No.
All of us just, no.
No, Baron Corbin doesn't.
But he kind of does. No. He's an accessory.
It was one match, that a couple they do not make.
No.
Actually, they're pretty good together.
No.
Although the way Mike is fighting it, I kind of want it to happen now.
So is Shane McMahon and Drew McIntyre.
That would require them to be on the same brand, technically.
Technically.
But they're a couple. I mean, they run around together.
Yeah.
They're technically a team, actually.
Shane's married already, so...
That don't mean nothing.
That means nothing.
In WWE, that means nothing.
I'd like to point out Boo Boo, okay?
I mean, that's the thing. No, they're not actually. All right, so we're on the board now. I think we got to go with an underdog. I think we got to go Ali.
Okay.
Pretty solid choice. I'll let you go next.
You know what? I think we need to party a little bit.
Okay.
I think we need to get out our red solo cups and get the Street Profits up here.
There you go. All right. Not bad. By the way, I'm looking at Canadian chocolate without a Canadian.
I know that's bad, right?
That is kind of bad. This would be a perfect spot for Natalya. I mean, just...
Nah, we'll just pick the other Canadian, Bobby Roode.
No.
That's
Robert. That's Robert.
I'm going to call him Bobby, but fine.
His name is Bobby.
Robert? Roode?
Bobby. He is now and forever Bobby Roode. We do not do that Robert crap. We do not recognize that Robert crap, and we do certainly do not recognize that horrible stash he had.
Who wants a mustache ride?
All right, Geek Phrases, you're up.
Oh, shit, that's a good point.
Well, you go with yours, and I'll deliberate.
You deliberate. All right. The Miz.
Hoorah!
Not that Miz.
We're going to have Miz Fest. Miz Fest. And then, well, because you were so willing to give this person to me earlier.
I'm going
to
give Nikki Cross.
It's time for Wifey to come home.
Okay. All right, Mike.
Since we just had this harem of girls we're crushing on.
Since we're doing wifeys, that's fine. Give me Alexa Bliss.
Alexa, all right. It's not a bad choice. Huh. So, I guess we gotta go Johnny Wrestling? Johnny Wrestling?
Yeah, let's go Johnny Wrestling.
Yeah, Johnny Wrestling. All right, now you go.
You know what? And since we're taking people's wifeys, she's not ours, but, you know, she's Corey Graves' future wifey, probably, Carmella.
She's fabulous.
She is fabulous. She's also Bailey's wifey.
Yeah. All right, Mike.
Well, wow. So, apparently I'm gonna... really, Tim? Okay. I guess I'm gonna take my father, Keith Lee.
Wait, does it actually say that?
No.
If he knew that, then, well, we got some issues. Anyway, Geek Phrases, who are your final two selections?
We're kind of down to the dregs. Give us a minute.
That's disparaging the rest of the roster. I mean...
I'm kind of thinking that one. What do you think, Omega?
Yeah, that would probably be the best of what's left. As going that direction, yeah.
Yeah, it's time to break out the Caterpillar heavy machinery.
Okay.
So oh, shit, we still have one more pick.
You have one last pick.
Yeah. He did say two.
It's been a long day.
I want to give you guys a name. This is a sleeper pick. Alicia Fox.
Yeah, that's a sleeper, all right.
I figured I'd give you a little hint, the sleeper pick. Someone we were considering, but we decided no, we're going to pass on. But we'll give you guys the option of taking her.
Yeah, because after like a decade in WWE, this is when she's getting her big push.
This is her time.
Now is her time. As long as our NXT strategy is newbies, we might as well pick another one.
Go for it.
All right. Kushida.
Bitch.
You know, I'm just glad that I'm keeping my draft tradition going of having Mike hate me at least three picks.
I would like to point out you took Ronda Rousey earlier, and you could have picked him at any point.
Listen, I needed...
No, because now you have a pick.
You could have picked her now, because none of us even considered her. Like, for your last pick, you could have taken Ronda.
So, Mike, who are you taking last for Canadian chocolate?
I think he technically has to take a
Canadian. I technically have two.
No, you have one last pick. This is it.
This is
round 15.
Round 15, last pick.
Oh, we're actually going to end early?
It's what happens when the Canadian's not here to slow us down. We're getting through this really fast.
Listen, I'm happy for this. I am going to have to pick. I feel like this is going to kick me in the ass.
Do it.
Tommaso Ciampa.
Well, there's your injury drop.
Wait.
No, pick has been made. Tommaso Ciampa has been selected. He is now officially
handed in the card.
Off the board.
All right,
Lindsay, we have one final pick. We have a choice, but we got a lot of good picks. I mean,
we look up and down this
roster, but every team needs a points, bitch.
Yeah.
We are going to take Drake Maverick.
Okay, hang on. So, this was something that was discussed a little earlier. I want you to do...
It's not going to work. It's not going to work the way you think it's going to work.
I want you to define a title defense for me.
24/7 title.
But there's not a bell. There's no beginning and ending.
If you win the bell and lose it, it's plus 10, minus 10. And then it's a win and a loss on the scoreboard.
It's not a match if he kicks out of a roll-up and runs away. That's not a title defense.
That's just...
That's what I wanted to clarify up front, that I'm not looking, a defense.
No, I'm not looking. If he runs away with a pinfall, that's it. I'm not looking for that. Okay. He's on three shows right now. He's a points bitch. And at the 15th pick, it's not a bad points bitch. So there you go. That's the fantasy draft. Which means we're probably done. But no, we're not done quite yet. I'm going to give them a wrestling topic to talk about. Okay? It's a wrestling show. We need a wrestling topic. Tomorrow
we just talked wrestling. We did a mock draft. Or we did a draft.
I know, but we didn't take any legends. But
look, my old man has shown up for the year. He's good.
Yeah, I almost said, let's take Taker for the last one just as a good
idea. Yeah.
But all the legends will be on Monday Night Raw for the biggest Raw reunion of all time. Mike, who are you looking forward to seeing tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw?
Melina.
Out of everybody, Melina?
Say that again?
Out of everybody, Melina?
Well, female-wise, Melina. Okay. Male-wise, Shawn Michaels.
Not Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Stone, everybody. But Jesus Christ, I hate you. Stone Cold Melina, Shawn Michaels, Mick Foley. If you guys have been following his Twitter, I want to see how this goes tomorrow.
He wants a title. And if you remember, one of the rumors for this championship was a Legends title.
Yeah.
So it could be a thing.
So we'll see how this goes.
That's who you're looking forward to. Speaking of Shawn Michaels, he'll be on SmackDown Live as a guest commentator on Tuesday night.
God, if Mick Foley takes that belt, it's going to disappear more than Brock Lesnar with the Universal title.
And on that note...
Omega, who are you looking forward to seeing tomorrow night?
I mean, you got so many nice legends coming back. Yeah, it's cool to see all of them, but...
He's going to say Santino Marella right here. He's
No.
The Cobra. He's looking forward to seeing the Cobra.
No.
No? Not the Cobra? Mm-hmm. Not looking forward to the thing with the snake and everything? No?
No, purely for my own amusement. I'm looking forward to D-Von because Bubba bailed on his ass. And what the fuck are they going to do with him now? He's just showing up without his tag partner.
Okay. He can do the Reverend gimmick.
Yeah, he's going to do the Reverend gimmick.
Because I was going to say, isn't Bubba technically under contract with a company?
Yeah, he's with Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's why he didn't show. But still, if Reverend D-Von shows up, I'm going to laugh my ass off.
Right, and D-Von wasn't hard to get because he works backstage. So he's just going
to
work.
What else is he doing?
He's just going to work. I mean, that's just sort of a thing. But we're getting everybody. Melina, as Mike mentioned, Santino, Hogan, Flair, Austin, not Kevin Nash and Scott Hall. Oh, no.
Razor Ramon and Diesel. Because apparently that's the names they want to give them on Raw. Christian.
Well, I mean, technically they were on Raw as both, but they're more associated, I think, with Razor and Diesel for Raw, aren't they? Because when they came back as the Wolfpack, they weren't there that long.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of right. I mean, maybe.
That's grasping at straws here.
So, we don't have Bubba, but we have Devon. We have Christian, but apparently no Edge.
Boo.
I saw Edge. God, I thought I saw Edge advertised like early on, and he's just not showing up.
I've never seen this. Like, I've seen Christian, and I've seen the graphic they're putting out, and you see Christian's big head in there. You don't see Edge.
That is weird.
Edge could show up as a surprise. May not, because I'm sure they're holding names back.
They're holding names back, but he also may be working. He may be off filming a TV show somewhere where he can't actually do it.
How dare he have a job? Like, rude.
There's a couple of big names that aren't announced that we wondered about.
Like who?
Sting? Trish?
I thought Sting was announced.
He's not on the list.
Someone said Sting was on the list.
No, hold on.
I think he's on the unofficial list. The rumor is that he's going to show up and they're going to set up him and Taker. But that can't be right because I think Sting is, like, retired.
Yeah, right.
The Rock's coming tomorrow night? Ooh.
Is he?
They're advertising about family versus family?
No, that's a different thing. That's just like a dream match thing.
Yeah, Twitter would have blown up if The Rock was showing up. Apparently, yeah. John Cena is scheduled to be on Monday Night Raw.
I heard Rock and Cena were both confirmed to not make it because they're both filming.
I heard tonight.
Cena put out like a teaser thing that he might show up.
Stone
but
Stone Cold, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Mick Foley. Can't even say that. Okay.
Hulk Hogan, brother.
Here we go. Stone Cold, Hulk Hogan, Nature Boy, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Xbox, Road Dogg.
Hold on. This is a great list. In addition, the WWE Universe can look forward to seeing the returns of the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, Kurt Angle, Mick Foley, Diesel, Razor Ramon, Alicia Fox.
Really? Really?
This is on .com.
Returning legends.
And she's in there right before Alundra Blaze, Alicia Fox. But she was still with the
she is, but she just finished rehab.
Post Wrestling is reporting John Cena scheduled to be on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, because they're talking about the Hurricane. Stop it. Well,
he worked more. He works backstage from Hurricanes and Easy.
And he is fighting for the 24/7 title now, apparently.
Yeah, Jimmy Hart, Jerry Lawler, Johnny the Coachman, Caitlin, Kelly. Lee Garcia, Mark Henry, Melina, Pat Patterson, Rikishi, Ron Simmons, Santino, Boogeyman, and Briscoe and Patterson.
The Stooges!
This may be pretty good. Okay.
This should be a fun show. Oh, Sergeant
Alicia
Slaughter.
Alicia Fox, though?
Jonathan Coachman has higher billing than Mark Henry.
Hall of Famer Mark Henry, remember.
I like how it's sort of in alphabetical order, but it goes Alicia Fox, Alundra Blaze, Booker T, Eric Bischoff. So Bischoff was wedged in there. Then you go back to the C's, D, E, G, and so on. Someone did not organize as well.
Well, they probably updated it as people like agreed to do it.
So that should be
People agreed to take the money, they added them to the list.
Mm-hmm. So that's where we're at with Raw Reunion. It should be a fun show tomorrow. So there you go. I think that's it. I think we're done. Oh, yeah. One other news bit. This Saturday on the WWE Network is Smackville.
Oh, God!
A live event airing on the WWE Network. Should be something. But that's it. We're done. That is the special edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, immediately following Monday Night Raw, the Raw push at 11 p.m. Eastern. You can check out the Rack Extra Reviews Ms. and Mrs., which will be available on Tuesday evening at 11 p.m. Eastern. Thursday night, though, Lindsay, it's The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We're going to be doing news, notes, NXT, SmackDown, all your favorites. It's The Rack. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Great and great debate this week. We're doing Game Boy games. Yeah, it's going to be a thing. Tune in.
Classic Game Boy.
CBRadioLive.com, greatergreatdebate.com. If there's
four colors, two buttons. Fuck you.
If there's stuff to talk about, these guys will be back next Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to cover the week in pro wrestling on Wrestle Talk Radio. It's at WTR Sunday on Facebook and the Twitters. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll go with Lindsay. Plug stuff.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LNSWRD.
Omega.
So, you want to follow me on the internet? You can follow me by the same name most places. If you want to catch me over on Facebook, it is TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, it is TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel with over 1,000 videos worth of content. And for a few extras that YouTube doesn't like, you can see them over at tjomega.net.
Mike.
You can catch me on the Twitter page, the WTR Oreo. You can see me on YouTube, Powerhouse Championship Wrestling. And you can also see me on Facebook, which is Dragon Honor Wrestling. And yeah.
Brent.
Well, you can find me at one place, which is on Twitter, at Kane Kittens. And you can also keep track of my ever-expanding scale of days worked, which is now up to 2,100 even.
Make sure you
seek help.
Yeah. Make sure you follow and subscribe. Twitch.tv/WTRLive. You have an Amazon Prime account, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. Easy, it's simple. Another way of support is using credit code Rocket Sock in the Fortnite item shop. This has been WTR Sunday Night, Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And if you want to follow Tim, it's at Flames Forums. And yeah. I don't remember his other one. So there you go. We'll see you all week long. Right here, along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.